Welcome to Candidly 30.
No, we're not 30, but we're in our 30s, working through life.
Every week, we're discussing our favorites, our gratitudes, our grievances, and all the crazy in between.
Grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, because we're getting candid. Welcome!
Hey. Welcome!
This is a very exciting episode. We're
like the most exciting.
Yeah,
because we get to
drink some alky.
Hey, yep.
I feel very dated actually just saying alky. That was kind of ridiculous. Anyways, we're going to do a taste test episode for you guys. We haven't done one of these in a minute. It's just been really hard, like us being in different locations, trying to find the same type of something, you know, and also just like we're like doing food thing wise is really hard and also gets really expensive and blah, 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 blah. But just look forward to more of these things in the future because we're going to be closer to each other. But anyways, so today we're actually going to be sampling the Simply Spiked package. There's four different flavors. There's a watermelon, there's a blueberry, there's a signature lemonade, and there is a strawberry lemonade.
Ooh.
And we're gonna rate them 1 through 5. We're gonna just do it in a random order. It's just gonna be in whatever order I took them out of the package, to be quite honest. And then we're gonna do our final ratings. We're gonna do something kind of like a pairing with this. We're gonna do kind of like a manifestation episode. So we're gonna do with each of the four drinks, we're going to give kind of like a manifestation for the summer, like the spring coming up, kind of just like something we're looking forward to, maybe something to complete by the end of 2024, just something that we like want to put out into the universe. Just kind of something silly. So
I love it.
Yeah, we're just gonna, this is Kelly and Kayfler are TBD. We're out of the country. We are running amok. We're moving. We're grooving. But we didn't want you guys to miss out on us. We just wanted you to have this like in your ears or in your cars or wherever while we're busy running around.
In your ears or in your car. I love it.
So we're trying to give you just a little bit of silly while we're still running around. So, yeah. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome. I love the idea of manifesting something while I'm drinking. And I'm ready. I'm excited. Let's get into it.
This is okay. Kayfler. This is Kelly. Hey, welcome to Candidly 30. I know we keep talking about a rebrand, but honestly, it just hasn't happened yet.
Why?
So
it's so great.
You know, I know it's so funny. I mean, maybe manifest. That's going to be like our overarching manifest of 2024. It's just like a rebrand, but.
Yeah,
you know,
my life goes on a day-to-day basis, 30, so. But honestly, like, the Candidly 30 is just the icing on the top, so it's, yeah, I could, like, spend the time to do a rebrand, but I enjoy our times together. I don't know if
what
we need to...
What is the point? You know what I
right?
mean?
You know Tell what I mean? Me about we could do it.
We could do a photo shoot. I wouldn't hate that, because, yeah, you know, but no big deal. We'll get
we
there
will.
Someday. But, you know.
Next time I see you in person, we'll do a photo shoot. We should have done a photo shoot in Mexico. That would have been fabulous.
Oh,
now we know. We live and we learn.
We were busy. We were busy.
Yeah.
So.
We had things to do.
But this is just for the listener. Just so you don't think that we're faking you out. Could that have been any more perfect? Like,
that
no.
was hands to God sexy. That was a good sound.
I mean, not mad about it, but, like, if this yeah. tastes disgusting, I'm going to be very sad now because that was, like, literally, like, pretty great. I'm not going to lie. But, okay, we're going to start with strawberry lemonade. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like I said, we're going to do a 5-point rating. We're not going to tell you guys what our rating is. We're just going to write them down, and then we're going to tell you at the end what our ratings were and kind of, like, you know, do a little rating, like, from top to bottom that way. Kayfler took a drink. Oh, my God. Okay,
I did.
Talking.
Man, oh man, I definitely already did, but I have nothing because we're not talking about it until we rate, right? So
no, you can talk about it. Just don't give your rating. Yeah.
I mean, it's just hard to be mad about it because it's really mm-hmm. delicious.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
I was like a little
good.
Curious how this would go because, so to be honest, like Kayfler and I, like don't love a ton of the like packs because I don't really like sweet things. sweet drinks. Like, neither of us really like the sweet drinks. So, like, Trulies are completely out. Like, yeah. She doesn't like White Claws, which I think she's wrong about that. Ugh. But that's okay.
When I think we had about, not a like, lot of a options. Pack of seltzer to drink on, like, a camping weekend. Like, a Truly and an it's a Truly and an Unruly, right? Those are the big two. And they're just not my favorite. They're so
unruly.
Sweet.
What's unruly?
Oh, that's the wine. What is it called? The Truly White and Claw. The White Claw.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of those just seem too close to the energy drinks, like a Monster or a Red Bull or something like that. They just weren't my thing. But a lemonade and like some vodka or like a tea with like some rum or something is very much my game. Like, I'm okay with it. I just wish it had some bubble to it. So having something like a Simply that's spiked with a bit of like a bubble or carbonation is right up my alley. The strawberry is chef's kiss. I think it's very good.
I mean, just in general,
there's just a lot of sugar in these, but you're not going to be able to do anything, you know, anything good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, was that I just looked at the calories.
Yikes. Yeah.
I'm going to say that's a lot of calories because we're drinking a lot of these today, folks, but that's okay. And then, yeah, a lot of sugars, but I think it just comes with the fact that they're lemonades just in general. But
it's kind of like a cocktail, you know, you like put it together, you realize that there is a higher density when it comes to these types of drinks.
Yeah, I do think it's really interesting too that just like nowadays they're making like, because when a lot of these like seltzers came out, they're like a weird like malt liquor, right? And so now they're making a lot of them with like actual vodka or actual tequila or whatever. And so they're making them just a little bit cleaner, I guess you could say. So I think that's interesting too. So and they do taste a little bit differently. So if you're interested, if you like these kind of drinks, just like look at that too, because I think that changes like how many calories are in them and like the actual ingredient list as well.
Yeah, we'll put like some lists and like links to stuff that we would recommend that you find at like a Target or a Costco or something like that's like easily. But yeah, there's like just there's so many, like there's just so many options.
It's totally kinda... nowadays there's so many options. Yeah, it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have your score written down, Kaife?
Yes, I do. I'm okay. Ready for the next.
No, we need to talk about our manifest. What's your first manifestation for the first drink? Yeah.
I totally forgot. And I was so excited about these. Okay, so my first, as everybody knows, I am still TBD on finding a job. So I need to like manifest some professional development by myself. And I'm going to get some certification. So this is like not a take a test for 20 minutes and just get quote unquote certified. Like, it is a 3 or 4 hour test. In my field, my industry, so I'm it requires a little bit more thought and study time and make sure that I can like be confident in passing. It's about an $800 investment, so I'm going to spend that. I'm going to do some professional development, and I hope that it opens up different avenues, because it's a step in a longer continual professional development that I'm hoping to achieve in my career. So, I'm going to manifest that for myself. I've already taken steps to like purchase material that I can read and get a jump start on. I don't think the test is happening until the end of July though. So I have time to register and stuff, but, that's kind of professional development is my first manifestation.
Cool. Yeah. I have one professional thing on here too, but I'm going to go with my first one. I'm going to do, I kind of want to do more like backcountry stuff this year. So typically I have a lot of stuff backcountry, like backpacking trips. I have like fishing planned. I have like, just a bunch of like summery backcountry stuff planned already. And I don't have anything planned for the summer, which is a little confusing. And so I just kind of like want to manifest that and, just make sure I get stuff on the calendar, because it is like really important to me. I have like bought a fishing license for the last like 2 years, and I've only gone fishing like once each year. And so that makes me really sad. So anyways, also it's expensive. Like, I don't know why I've only gone fishing once each time, but anyways, so yeah, I'm just gonna manifest like hiking a little bit more, going into the backcountry a little bit more, just cause it does feel like so rewarding and so important to me. Also, it kind of depends on like what, how much snow we actually get and like those kind of things. So I'm just going to manifest just more backcountry trips and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Just
can I ask like where in quote unquote backcountry, like do you like in near around Bend or?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of hard around Bend because you have to get a permit for anywhere you go around here. So you have to kind of do that in advance. And so that's what I was saying. Like typically I would already have things planned. Like you have to get, you can sign up for some really popular places to go like now basically for like really popular weekends throughout the whole summer, which is crazy that you already have to like think about that now. But you can do things last minute too. Like there's permits that open like a week in advance and then 2 days in advance as well. But you can start booking things like now, which is wild. So yeah, there's things like that, that like, I just haven't really like planned or thought of because also like I said, in like previous episodes, I've been like trying to be more present in Bend and just trying to like not overplan and overbook myself. So like I'm trying to do that, but also like I need to, like I do want to spend more time like here and everything. But also like in previous years, like I've had backpacking trips. Like I went to the Enchantments last year. Like I went to the Wallawas last year. I had like other backpacking trips planned. And this year I just like don't have anything planned. So I kind of want to like get something on the books, like either go to the Steens, which is like in like far eastern Oregon, or I want to like go down to like the Trinity Alps, which are really close and really beautiful. And yeah, something like that. So I just need to like plan something. That's all.
Yeah. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah. Let me know what you plan because I want to go. It sounds great.
I know you really, I really need to get you to go backpacking for sure. Okay, let's do something. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, all right, let's move on to our next drink. We're so let's do the blueberry one. This one I'm so curious about because I feel like blueberry is really hit or miss. Like, what are your thoughts before you take a drink?
So blueberry is one of my favorite flavors. I would prefer a fresh blueberry versus an imitation blueberry flavor.
Wait, take a smell of it. It's so interesting smelling.
The blueberry imitations smell tend like to be blueberry like very, at all. Yeah, it smells, well, this is like lemonade blueberry, so it just smells like lemonade to me. True. If I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready? Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my faves.
Wait.
I think it's great.
Okay, it's not as blueberry forward as I was wanting. But it's still good.
I think blueberry imitation flavor can be very hit or miss. Like it's very dirt flavor or it's too like berry that it's not like it's not bare like blueberry. It's like that weird fringe flavor. I think this is decent. I don't think it would be good without the lemonade back, if I'm honest.
Oh, but interesting.
I think it's very good. I think it's probably
okay. The smell is really throwing me off because I feel like the smell is really confusing, but the taste doesn't smell like the smell at all. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, LaCroix, how they have such a strong flavor or smell, and then you taste them and you're like, okay, it tastes like nothing. It's kind of like that. Interesting.
Yes. Okay. I drink a lot of LaCroix and I know what you're talking about. Different tasting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know when I'm going to read it yet, though. Hold on. I need to think just a minute.
Okay. So while Kelly's thinking, let me give you guys my second manifestation for the blueberry taste that we just did. I am buying this new home. I'm moving there. It's kind of an older home on top of a hill that has like hallways and various rooms. And one of those rooms is going to be my personal office. And I want to manifest like a me space. I want to like be very conscious of the way that I'm decorating it, the way that the, I don't know, feng shui feels or whatever, but I want to like manifest a spot in my universe that is dedicated to me and my thoughts and be just a very personalized space. So I'm like really excited to do that, but it does require skills that I'm not confident in. So I need to do some research and be just, you know, cognizant of some of the choices. But I am manifesting a well-rounded me space in my new home.
Cool.
Interior designing.
No, I think you're going to be great at it. I think because even if you think back to like our very first episode ever, you were talking about how you wanted to like do something with your hands and how you wanted to do like where you didn't have to talk to people, where you didn't have to interact with people, and you just got to like do your own thing and like listen to music, listen to podcasts, whatever, and you just got to do your own thing. And so now you get to do it. And it's kind of exciting. It's like scary and exciting at the same time. So that's kind of fun. It's kind of coming to life. Not that you want it to come to life, but like.
No, it's just the next level of, you know, what I've been trying to accomplish for so long. Like, you know, it's hard to put it to words. It's hard to like figure out how you're going to get your life in that direction. But no, you're right. It's the next step. And I'm very excited because I want to work with my hands and get feeling productive again, you know, walking away and being like, okay, that project is done. That's really rewarding. Anyway, your turn.
Okay. My next one is kind of like twofold. I don't know. I feel like, so I kind of want to become financially more just like, more balanced. I don't know the right words. Like, I am moving obviously to become more financially balanced. I'm going to become a little bit, obviously, like I got a promotion last year, so I make more money. But Bend is very, very expensive. And so I'm just trying to be like more conscious. I like have really cut down on my spending. I like canceled so many memberships, so many subscriptions, so many like everything. Like I don't like eat out. I don't like do literally anything. Like obviously I go to music and things like that, but like I just have cut down so many things. So I'm just like manifesting just like, I don't know, just like not money this year, but just like feeling a little bit more balanced and like not feeling so stressed about money all the time. Like it keeps me up
more secure.
Yeah, just more secure. And I like pay, and like this month I'm gonna pay off my car, which is really exciting. Which I've literally been freaking paying off my car for so long. So that's like just like so mind blowing where like I won't have a car payment anymore. Like that's an additional $500 a month, you know, just like so crazy that so just a lot of things, just like all these things where I'm feeling just like a lot better about where I'll be financially. And then also just like professionally, I kind of want to do like two in the same where like I have a lot of certifications for my job coming up this year. And so that's kind of stressful where like I really gotta like buckle down, just like I am at the level where like I should be like professional and all that stuff. And like my certifications are very important, you know, but I'm just like, oh my God, I'm a small baby child. Like, why do they let me do this? Why do they let me be an adult? And yeah. So I really need to like be in the like mindset of like, you're professional. You need to like, you know, be in that space and that mindset. And so I just need to like, yeah, just manifesting, like doing well on all my certifications again. I've passed them all before, so I just need to pass them all again. It'll be fine.
Still professional development. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. So financial and professional development. I'm just like thinking just like big kid thoughts, I guess, is just like my manifestation number two.
Yeah. Just big kid thoughts, dude.
Big kid in real hard is crazy.
Being an adult is really hard. And I wasn't really prepared for it, if I'm honest with you. But I feel like just ask questions, right? Like that's the basic way to like know what you don't know. It's just ask the dumb questions that you think to yourself, this is a dumb question, I probably should know. But you probably don't.
And no one ever tells you. And so, it just feels ridiculous. But
Anyways,
I just, it's weird that you feel like, I don't know, still, I don't know. Also, this is like very not the same thing, but like when like all your friends are like getting pregnant and whatever, and you're like, wait, like teen pregnancy? Like what? Like, oh my God. And like, oh wait, no, like they planned this. Like we're 30, like mid 30s actually. Like, oh no, like they wanted to have a child. Like, oh, that's when you know that you're like not a child anymore. Anyways, good stuff. So,
oh my God, no, I'm terrified. Like if I realize and recognize that people wanted to have children for the past like 10 years, and yet that's not even on my radar. That's not even in my universe at this moment. Like but I do in my universe realize that like financial stability and security and realizing that like I'm professionally growing, I'm moving forward, I am responsible. Like, that stuff weighs heavy on my mind to the point that I feel unprepared if a disaster like pregnancy might happen. Not to say that it's a disaster for everybody, but for me in this moment and how I'm feeling, honestly, it would be a disaster. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can appreciate and admire somebody in your position wanting to feel more financially secure and just ask the questions just to make sure that, like, you're ready. You know what I mean? Yeah. Want to give you all the props.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, that's my number two. Okay. So we got our ratings for Blueberry. We're moving on. Let's do the lemonade next, just signature lemonade.
Alrighty. Okay. So my Let's do smells first.
Oh yeah. Did you try it? What did you think? Ooh, it smells okay, so good.
Lemony, right? Before you even get a taste of it. Very lemony smell. Ooh,
I like it.
So my husband tried it last night, and he was texting me at work, and he was like, yes, lemon was surprising to him. He didn't expect to like it as much as he liked it. So, yeah, let's do this. Let's see if he's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Okay. I'd say he's right. I would say this one is the most surprising that I would say is very, very good. That
it
I
honestly
was like,
tastes
eh.
like vodka but with it's... country crock.
No, way better than country crock. It tastes like Simply. Yeah, no. I mean a girl
it does taste
your
like
girl
Simply.
Your girl loves country rock. Don't get me wrong, but like, this is way better.
Dude, some of our listeners are going to be like, what the fuck is country rock? That's so specific.
No, that's no, like
the Simply
where
brand.
Where you grew up. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Simply brand is just like amazing in general. Yeah.
The Simply brand we adore in my household. The apple juice, the orange juice, all of that. But having it spiked... And yeah, it's fabulous. Good for them. I don't know if a corporation owns this brand, so I don't want to be like heavy-handed with it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are we allowed to drink this? Is this owned by Kellogg? Oh no. Are we breaking our own rules?
It just says the Simply Juice Company.
Maybe we should Google.
We'll Google it. Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's owned by Milwaukee or
okay.
I don't know. Produced and bottled by Simply. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
It seems.
Anyways, it's fine. Well, it's fine. It's already consumed and purchased. So it's fine.
I would hope that Simply is just like a smaller company that blew it big and with their partnership with Safeway because they're all around the company or the country. And then they got into the spiked market because that's actually been a bigger market in the last like 15 years, right? So it would be smart for them to do that, but I don't know.
That's true. I mean, that. I feel like alcohol in general has become such a, not in general, but just like, yeah, these kind of drinks have become huge in the last couple of years. Totally.
Yeah. Since COVID, we didn't have Truly when, since COVID. We didn't have Truly when we were in freshman in college. Right?
I know. All we had was like Burnett's, like nasty ass weird flavored vodka. Ugh. Remember that? Gross. All I remember is so much actual like raspberry Smirnoff.
Oh, Smirnoff.
That literally to this day makes me want to yak thinking about it. Ew, raspberry flavored anything. Ew.
It's the whipped cream Smirnoff that makes me want to gag.
We always used to get that too. Oh my gosh.
Or
so funny.
That and Fireball. Like I can't do I'd gag. It's just
When did we have Fireball? I don't remember.
No, I remember drinking a lot of Fireball when I was like 23 to 26 because Jameson and Fireball were like a thing at the bar. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh. No. Anyway,
I wasn't there for that.
No more cinnamon.
It makes me very sad.
I was when you were in Ethiopia. I know.
I know. Oh my goodness.
Okay, let's.
Okay, so we have our rating for lemonade. I wrote mine down. Did you write yours down?
You start with your manifestation and I will write my rating down.
Okay. My last or my third one is going to be, I'm going to do like, I'm going to have a healthy balance. Again, I keep talking about healthy balances. I'm going to have a healthy balance of like work life, and fun and getting outside and all the things, because like I said, I'm just like too all over the map, just like, you know, running all over the world and not being present, not being around and everything, and then not being present for my friends and not seeing people and all that good stuff. So I'm gonna try and just be in Bend. Also, Bend in the summertime is so magical. It's literally the best thing in the whole wide world. So yeah, I'm just gonna like make more of a presence to be known here, because like swimming the river, I don't know, just doing all the Bend things. So yeah, also we have like lots of fun things planned. Yeah, we have like concerts and a party barge. Cave, have I told you about the party barge?
No, there's a party barge.
Oh my God. TBD. I have to tell you about the party barge. Oh my God. Wait, okay. You have to come on the party barge, Cave.
Bend is such a magical place. Like, I've only been there maybe twice. Once I remember floating down the river, and like, there's just so much going on. Party barge, it just sounds like so much fun. Bend is so fun. It's so fun, people. Go.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very fun. But it's only warm two months out of the year. So you got to take it while you can get it. It's crazy. So, any users. Yeah, got to love it.
Okay, well, okay, what's your manifestation? Very excited. I am going to move to Beaverton. We're going to spend so much time in Bend. We should just invest in a cabin and sisters together and just like, it'll be great. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Okay. My next manifestation is, so the last podcast that we had, I had mentioned that this year is a very big year. My dad turned 60. My brother's turning 40. I'm hoping to have my in-laws out to my parents for like a week, which is a lot. It's just going to be a big year. We're moving and I want to invest more time with my friends and family. So again, like I want to cultivate this like social aspect of my life, and be there for big moments. So I'm planning on going to, California and planning on going out to, South Carolina. Like we're trying to, it's being so isolated in Washington, it's really hard to be there for the moments that like are very, you know, not as significant. But this year we have a lot of significant moments. So we're going to try and be there multiple times this year. So it's just going to be like we're going to set up our base in Oregon. And then we're also going to set up like a consistent presence in the California area. So that's kind of another manifestation, that we're like actively involving ourselves with our family and our friends. So yeah, cool. That's my next manifestation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm putting that onto the universe too, because I just can't wait to spend more time with you in real life. I mean, I know I get to see you like once a week at least now, but like seeing you in real life is so great too. And getting to do more things with you and make you, yeah, just see me and do all the things with me. So
I'm like really hoping that I can get very good at hosting people, as well as like having things to take people to do in my local area. Like that's what I'm most excited about. I want you and Natalie to like come and we'll do like a brunch thing, and then we'll go to a museum, or like we'll go dancing, or I just want to do all the different things. And I want to share that with like my friends and family. So I'm just manifesting that.
No, it'll be great.
Because I'm so excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, also the house looks so cool. I'm like stoked on it. I think it's beautiful. So I'm excited too. Yeah.
I have to talk to you. And I was hoping to have your like opinion, but we'll talk about it later.
Okay. You guys can't know. Secrets. Anyways, so we're going to move on to the next one. So the last and final one, which I'm most excited about, is the watermelon, because I'm a watermelon stan. I am a watermelon girly. This is, I have to pick a like artificial anything, I'm always watermelon, 100%, like hands down. So I'm nervous. This one's probably going to be gross because Kayfler hates watermelon. So I know she's going to be, oh, wait. Wait, the smell. Oh, the smell is so bad already.
Well, we've already established that the smell and the taste are completely different. True. At the same time, okay. I like watermelon in segments, but also Kelly has an affinity slash a bias towards watermelon.
True. Yeah.
Let's do this. Here we go. Cheers to
okay,
you.
Okay, ready? Cheers.
Last one. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, that's like what I was expecting, honestly.
It's actually really delicious.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, as bad as it smells. It smells god awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. It smells terrible. But like it tastes exactly what I thought it should taste like. You know what I mean? Or like what I thought it was gonna taste like. So yeah, it's fine. It's good. It's not what I wanted it to be, but it's good.
It's good.
Could you hear that?
Yes. That's so great. Okay. I think I have all my readings done, but do you want to start with okay. your last manifestation and then I'll do yep. mine?
Yeah. Okay. My last manifestation, and like, I don't know if I really want to talk about this on here, because it's kind of like vulnerable and whatever, but, I don't like to talk about this shit.
We are candid.
We are. I don't like to talk about this stuff on the podcast, but I guess I just want to like manifest just like, I feel like I'm pretty like open and like out of my comfort zone in general, but like I don't really talk about dating on here and whatever, but I just want to like manifest like a good man. That would be great. I don't really want to say that much more, but yeah, they're just like don't exist, and like I don't really believe in them at this point. So yeah, it's been really hard, and I was like kind of talking to Kaif about this earlier, but yeah, I just like really want to like believe that there's someone cool and like worth my time out there. So I just want to manifest that like someone really cool will come into my life this year. And that someone I want to spend time with and like worth spending time and energy on. So yeah, it's just rough out here. Bend, like historically is just not an easy place to date, and, it is proven to be correct. So that is just where I'm at. And yeah, I just want to manifest some good vibes, some good juju into, yeah, meeting someone that I want to hang out with and that I want to spend time with, and, yeah, that I can like make memories with and do some of these like fun things that I have planned with. So yeah,
that's like all I'm gonna taste say. Testing with me mm-hmm. on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That would be so fun. It's so fun, right? Are we not having a good time? This is
We're
so
having
great.
Such a good time. It's such a good time. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. What's your last one?
Always sending you good vibes. You know that. Okay. My last one, this might be stupid, but I have always wanted to, and not done so as a 30 plus person, I would like to learn the basics of self-defense. So I'm going to manifest that I like to take a couple classes, maybe watch some YouTube videos on like how to best do some self-defense moves and just maybe incorporate in my workout, maybe get a little bit stronger, focus on building muscle rather than cardio. Like I would like to focus a little bit more and be more confident in, should I be in a situation, I know how to handle myself. I know how to get the best out of the situation that I could if I had that knowledge. So that's what I'm going to try to do. Cool. I know like my focus is obviously on my move and packing and getting settled and working. But in the background, if I could have something that I'm kind of focused on, or maybe there's like a move that I want to perfect, you know, I want to just have like a little more, physical goal for myself.
Nice.
Before the end of the
year. That's kind of fun. Yeah, I just was watching, obviously, a TikTok this morning about, it was like, what is the number one thing that fights cancer, basically? And it was just saying, like, building muscle mass. So,
oh,
you know, you got to build good cells to keep away those bad cells. So, you know.
Plus, I think they'll be like interested to go back to a class if it's like practical versus
and you're learning something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So
cool. Anyway. That's kind of fun. Interesting. All righty.
We'll see.
So we made it to the end. Sorry, I just burped everybody. Okay. We're gonna do a final clink to all our manifestations that they're gonna come true. Ready? Cheers.
Hold on. I don't know. I can't do it. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. No.
Oh, nice. We'll see if that worked. Oh my god. Okay, first.
That was really loud. All I did was touch my desk when it was way loud. My bad. We'll cut it.
Okay.
We'll cut this.
Anyways. Okay. So we're gonna give our final ratings now for the things. Okay, what would you say was your number one? Like what's your highest rating?
Honestly, this might be controversial, but blueberry. Blueberry is my 4 out of 4.
Interesting. 4 out of 4. I thought we were doing out of 5.
Yeah. We only have 4 drinks.
Oh. Okay. You said we're doing a 5-star rating, but okay. Okay. Anyways, you're funny. Okay. So, yeah, though that is controversial because I gave Blueberry the lowest rating out of all of them. For sure. Absolutely. Because I was doing it out of a 5-star rating, which is what Kayler told me to do. So I gave Blueberry a 3.5 out of 5.
Can we go back? I'm dying. Let's start over with the rating again. Let's do that again. Because I said 5 out of 5 in the middle of us testing. I was like, we'll be a 4 drinks. So I'm going to do a 4.
We can't rewrite everything now. Okay. Okay, great.
Cool. All right. We're going to start with the rating system. It was supposed to be 5-point rating system. We have 4 drinks. Kelly, tell me what was your top drink.
Okay. My number one was actually the straight Simply Lemonade, or what is it? Signature Lemonade. I gave that a 4.5.
Really? No additional flavor, just the straight lemonade. You were into it.
I liked this one the best. I think it had the best flavor. It didn't taste weird. It had no weird aftertaste. Some of them had a weird aftertaste.
Yes. Okay. That is correct.
Did you agree with that?
I would agree that there are some flavors with a lingering taste, but honestly, if I'm, you know, the lemonade was not what I expected because, you know, you would think that another flavor would add to the lemonade, but if the basic is, you know, tried and true, then who am I to argue? That's awesome.
I don't know. That's my number one.
It's controversial and not everybody likes the blueberry.
But I mean, I don't not like it, but it's weird.
I'm a fiend for blueberry. Like, I would prefer to pay a blueberry bucket versus a strawberry bucket. And everybody on this podcast knows how obsessed I am with strawberries. I am, like, unequivocally obsessed with strawberries. But the blueberry flavor was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. I could see myself putting that over ice and sipping it all day long. For, you know, while we're at Strawberry or something, you know, when you're drinking from like 11 until 4 or 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I could down some of those, probably throw up, but just because there's so much sugar in all of this, like at that point, you're drinking for 12 hours, you're definitely going to throw up.
Yeah, so. That's true. Okay, what was your number two then?
My number two was the strawberry. That was my second favorite. And then my number three was the lemonade. My least favorite
was... Yeah, I said strawberry was number two as well. I gave that a 4.2. And then the watermelon was a 4. And then the blueberry was a 3.5.
So I put the lemonade and then the watermelon as my least favorite.
Oh, interesting. So everything else was the same except for, the blueberry and the watermelon. Interesting.
When we go, you can have all of the watermelon flavored. Mm-hmm. I would prefer to eat actual watermelon than taste... watermelon.
Yeah.
Watermelon was my least favorite. And yeah, you can have all of the watermelon when we go camping.
Perfect.
But they were delicious. Honestly, like I was really surprised with this particular variety pack. I like this better than I like a Truly. I like it better than I like a White Claw.
Agreed.
I think that the sugar is comparable. I don't think that this one has any less or more sugar.
Yeah, no, and the sugar is pretty comparable. I would say the only difference is, like, the calories. Because I know that, like, White Claw and those all have, like, 100 calories. And this is 170. So.
You know what would be good? We can, here's spitballing an idea here. Split this can of 12 flow ounces, and make two separate drinks. Right? And then we can make, like, two little cocktails with some spritzer and some extra stuff. And split the calories that way.
It's so true. Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking too. Just add like a little bit of like sparkling water to it. I think that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also agree.
Overall, it was a good purchase, this variety pack. Kelly's laughing at me.
I agree. Yeah. No, I agree. I would say like out of all of the like variety packs that you could get, I'd say this is definitely like top. But I'd still like go with a White Claw, to be honest, over these. Only because they're, like, tried and true and, you know, I don't know. I like more of the flavors. I would like the tangerine. Can't remember what else. Mm. The pineapple pack, I think. That one. Like, all of those are, like, so good. But anyways, I'm a White Claw girly, but.
I want to try the ranch waters next. I think that would be a good option. I haven't had a ton of those.
I do really like those. Yeah. Those are my fave, for sure. There's a spicy one in there. So good. So good. Mm. Yeah.
But nice. Also, there's, like, so many different options, too. So, like, we'll definitely come back to the listeners with another variety pack here soon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Someday. Maybe when we're together so we can, like, share the same pack. And, yeah, you know, just.
As soon as I'm done with, like, my little oasis, my little, personal space, then we'll christen it.
Perfect.
We'll christen it with a taste testing episode. Excellent.
Best. Well, anyways, we hope you guys don't miss us too much. We're going to be back in action with an episode, an update on Ireland super soon. So we love you all so much. Tell us if you get this variety pack and let us know what you think. We can't wait for summer, obviously. And then we'll be sipping them with you.
Sipping them.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for being candid. Okay. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting.
If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review.
Your feedback helps us make the show even better.
Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30.
Thanks for being candid with us.